This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope.
Here we go, boys.
And the Bulldog.
Oh!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, let me tell you, Bulldog, there were some hits last night that were reminiscent. I mean, I actually was thinking about chips in a vending machine watching the game, which isn't true. Some boom, like the chips there in that clip. Yeah. Edmonds popped Henry once, and I just came out of my seat watching that. Henry was like wobbly after that for a second. He took an extra couple seconds to get up.
Yep. And Micah Hyde got on the train tracks, and to his credit, he stood in there and brought Henry down.
How about that? He
paid. I mean, right? Everybody talks about that's a business decision. Well, his business decision was in the best interest of the business, I guess. Right? Not so much himself. I'm here. I got it. It's me or touchdown, so I'm gonna hang in here. And, man, I mean, that's got to be a sight.
Did Steve Levy say business decision on that? Is that where that – did he say that?
I don't know if he did. You just hear it. You know, I think that phrasing definitely came up yesterday during our show, I think.
You hear it when somebody doesn't do what Hyde did.
Right. I think it works either way. I think a play like that is a business decision.
Okay.
Right? And what are you going to do? Like, you know, are you going to preserve yourself or are you going to, you know, make the tackle? So I don't know. I think it's more commonly said when the guy bails out.
Yeah, like you're protecting yourself. Yes. And you know.
But I think it's the same. The decision is the same. Like you have to decide in that moment, am I want to be in my best interest or the team's best interest? I think either one of those are a business decision.
Good for him. Good for him
so
making
yeah,
that play.
I mean, full credit, man. Like he really, he paid a price. And you know, we talked yesterday about this Josh Norman play from last year. Man, Derrick Henry threw Mario Addison down yesterday at one point. That is not a 200-pound cornerback. Like, that is a defensive lineman. And he just, you know, it wasn't as dramatic as the Norman one where Norman's, like, feet went both up in the air, but he hammered Addison pretty good, Henry. He is a powerful, powerful man.
He is incredible. But I'm glad it's not my team. I'm still glad it's not my team. Like, he had a couple of big runs, and they won. Good for them. But I would much rather have the Bills. Great game. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. 803-0550. Henry, theory of his winning the MVP that I wrote about last week, like that would have been a good night for him in that way. Like they're winning that game. The thing with running backs is we just don't think they matter as much to winning. And here was Tennessee winning that game, and he scored three touchdowns, and the yardage is incredible. That's how you do it. And if, like I wrote, if you have X number of quarterbacks who have their own good arguments, but they sort of cancel each other out, Henry can win, or he could just win anyway. But he could win that way by being the non-quarterback candidate and sort of like a return to the importance of the running back. It would be a little bit romantic, but... Yeah. Like, he is 260 yards ahead of second place in the rushing leaders. And he won last year. You know, and I think with that award, they like to bring in other years. You know, this guy's had a great career. You know, they like to do that, I think, sometimes. So, I think he was 40-1 when I wrote that last week with all the obvious quarterback candidates, including Allen. that there are, but I haven't looked today. I bet Henry made a move.
Well, it's not the most important thing in the world, but seeing as how we're here, failing to convert there at the end, I mean, I don't know how much it hurts Allen, but there's no question winning a game like that with that drive, and if he makes the play, like if that crazy airborne play is a first down, or if he sneaks it in or runs it in or throws it, whatever, they score at the end, his candidacy gets a boost from that, you know. So I don't think he'll get penalized for it, only if you just consider the fact that he didn't get the boost, you know.
Yep.
I mean, because he still played great, but he, I did think of that, not necessarily last night, but, you know, today at some point, like, man, like him being the MVP would have been something we're talking more about if he does something flamboyant at the end, which he almost did.
Instead, he slipped.
Right.
You know, it's going to be a tough competition.
Yes.
This year. Steve is with us. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I think that Allen put a valiant effort last night. I thought he did really good. But I have a question. I don't know, maybe you know more than I do. Of course you do. Didn't Diggs only have like two touchdowns coming into last night's game?
Maybe, yeah, Miami and one more. I think that's right.
Yeah, I was wondering. I think he switched off a lot with Sanders, right? I thought they should have played Diggs more last night. He seemed like he really had fire for that. And even when he was interfered with, he still got the ball. He looked like he was really, really up for that game.
Man.
And I think that McDermott should have put him in more because him and Allen had a real good chemistry together. And he was a top receiver last year. I thought they should have put him in more.
I thought he was bothered by something physically. I haven't heard anything about that today, but like his elbow or wrist or something, there were a couple times, at least one, where he went off and he was like flexing his hand and fingers.
His elbow last night, I've seen that.
You saw that, okay. Because he had, you know, when you said he should have played more, I thought, how much did he play? But 61 snaps out of 77, so he missed a fifth of the plays. Well, I mean, I maybe you're onto something here, Steve, but like what a player he is again. Just what a player he is, Diggs.
He has two touchdowns on the season now because they kept saying how he and his brother, the Dallas cornerback, have the same number of touchdowns now. So
okay.
Last night was only his second.
He scored last night, yeah.
Yeah.
9 for 89 and 1. Like that is – hey, wait a minute.
Wasn't the over
the
under
line.
89 yards?
The line was 889, and he went 9 for 89. Yes.
Yeah. I saw that when I saw the box score this morning and it was 89 yards, I thought, I think that was the number from yesterday's over.
I forgot about that, but it just, yes, we, good, 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 good. And Henry's was 98 rushing and he went for 143.
Holy cow.
But he got stopped a lot, Henry. You know?
Yeah, like, sure, yeah.
Sorry. Is that a bad thing to say? He got stopped a lot? You should hear this guy on the radio. I'm talking about how the Bills stopped Derrick Henry. I didn't really say that.
No, you said they stopped him a lot. You didn't just say they stopped him. You said they stopped him a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, the one carry that was more than half of his total. It's pretty good. And Eric mentioned how he hit top speed in the league on that play. He is a force. Well, I said 2 hours ago, last night's game was great to watch. And the ending sucked. I don't feel any different about this team than I did a week ago. Yeah, their defense, we had a couple calls, like the defense took this step back, whatever. They didn't play Miami or Houston here. Like Kansas City happened. I don't want to gloss over that.
Yeah. Right.
But they had turnovers against Kansas City. Why somebody hopefully cares about this. You and I both said yesterday, if the Bills play the Chiefs again, we would both take 30 points from the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, all right, so it was 20. Okay, fine. Play them again.
Right.
And I would take 30 points, and you would take 30 points.
Yes.
Now, I wouldn't say that about Tennessee, but their total was 24. Their implied total was 24. They cleared that. The way to beat these teams, all the good teams, is going to be to score like crazy. And the Bills needed one more. That's it.
And like, they were you know, 3 yards from getting it.
That's right. Their defense giving up what they gave up last night doesn't really – I don't really want to say it doesn't matter to me. Because it matters, of course, but it's just not – to me, it's just not what it's about. Their defense is good enough to crush bad teams, and they have a lot of games left against bad teams. So they should get a lot of wins. And in the playoffs, we'll see. And that was true last week, and it was true yesterday, and it was true before the season started. That you can't expect your defense to shut good teams down in this league, in this era. I just don't think you can. The rules, yeah. The players, everything is favored toward the offense. The Bills are a beneficiary of that themselves. So that's what I'm here for with this team. Their offense had a good night. Just need a little bit more. One more play.
Yeah, I am here for the thing on the defense to me. And you know, somebody else could have another thing, and that's fine. You know, because they couldn't seem to get their hands around or their bodies in front of AJ Brown in the second half of this game. But to not get any pressure, really, it's not just sacks. Like, they just did not hurry Tannehill really at all. I feel like every one of those passes in the second half that he threw to Brown, he stood there and just waited for him to come clean and dropped it in the window, and I just kept waiting for something to happen there, and it just didn't come. And so, you know, this team got a lot of credit for the work they've done at that position, defensive end specifically, and how, you know, they were able to move Mahomes off his spot last week enough that, you know, that work, that, like, look at that, with only four, they never had to blitz. Yesterday, they just could not get there. Like, even Milano on a blitz, nobody was getting there. Like, the Tennessee line was supposed to be a real weak point, and that was a weird outcome in that game that they couldn't get there. I'm paying attention to that for sure.
Quickly, before we get to the next caller, Aaron Wilson, writer who covers the Texans, is reporting the Bills are working out an offensive tackle this week, tomorrow, named Evan. Now, this is a tough name, and I'm just looking him up, and he's from West Seneca. Maybe you should do it. Evan, I'm going to say Cizarchik.
I think you did a good job. I'm not looking at it, but that sounds fine.
Okay. I don't know this player, but he was with Minnesota and then Washington on the practice squad, according to Pro Football Reference. So that could be cool. The Bills add a local player.
He's from West Seneca. Maybe Brian Daboll knows him. He grew up in West Seneca.
Right. Didn't you?
So did
also
I.
Also grew up in West Seneca. Yeah, yeah. I'm more interested in you.
He's younger than me.
Maybe Daboll. Bulldog knows him is something somebody could have said.
I don't know any.
Daboll even could have said that. Maybe that guy Bulldog knows him. This guy's much younger than you, though.
Yeah.
Born in 97.
I figured he'd be much younger than me.
Yes, I bet you did. All right, here's Mike with us. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. Just a quick question. I wanted to know what your thought would be if it were the AFC Championship game, or like even the Super Bowl, in the exact same spot. You're down by three, less than a minute on the two, and it's fourth goal. Do you kick a field goal? Do you go for it?
I definitely wouldn't kick in any circumstances. But it's an interesting question. Do you have a different? Would you do something different based on the magnitude of the game?
I feel like you would take the points, right? Just keep the game going.
No, I don't know why the importance of the game would matter at all in that.
That game was plenty important. I mean, it wasn't the AFC title game, but it could matter a lot. It's another conference loss. So to me, you know, the Bills are playing for, you know, their plan is to lose three or four games all year, right? I mean, I know they wouldn't tell you they plan on losing three or four games, but like that's the idea. You want to be the one seed. That's what you're talking about, that kind of record. So you're only through six games. You're already at two. To me, those are stakes enough. So I think if you go for it there, I think you just go for it. Yeah, I would also go for it.
All right, thanks, Mike. Yeah, I mean, listen, if Sean McDermott ever said a decision like that would vary based on how important the game is, I'd freak out. there's no element of how important is the game in a situation like that. You are playing to win every game. And, you know, like there is no variable of, is this the Super Bowl? Like you don't tighten up. McDermott did tighten up in the AFC Championship. How did that work out? Like, no. The reason you go for it is because the math tells you. And some people will, you know, respectfully, some people will talk about trust in the offense, concerns about the defense, Derrick Henry, coin flip, all. I don't care about any of that. It's just simply, that's an obvious go-for-it situation to win the game there, and that's the end of it. And if it's the first week of the season or the Super Bowl, it's the same thing. And that's just, you know, the math is your guide. Here is Mike next. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to comment on the last play. Did you guys notice the Bills coming out of the huddle? They looked loose and ready to win the game. And questioning whether he should have gone for it or not, I honestly don't care. I think he made the right call. And if Josh doesn't slip, we win, and it's a totally different story. But in the grand scheme of things, if we all think that the Bills can win 12 games, this game, from an AFC standings point, it kind of hurts a little bit. But other than that, they're still a 12-5 team, in my opinion. So it was an unlucky play. He slipped. Otherwise, we're looking at a totally different outcome, obviously.
Thanks, Mike. I mean, I feel the same way about the Bills, as I've said, but it could be huge in the standings that they lost. Yeah. Like 12 wins, is that the one seed?
No, I don't think it's going to be. I mean, I could be wrong. We'll see, you know. But that's why I'm talking here. Like, your goal should be to, you know, get to 13 or 14 wins. And you've already got two losses. That doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room here. And now I know the schedule is pretty forgiving. You've got Tampa and New Orleans on the road and everything else. Like, you'll be favored, I think, pretty comfortably in everything else. And you may even be favored in New Orleans, depending on how things go. Tampa, I think, is a whole other matter. Like, right now, sitting here, I would say Tampa's the only game you're an underdog in the rest of the year.
That's how it looks at this point. Yeah. I mean, 12-5. I'm not saying it couldn't be the one seed. No. Because it's tight up there. Buffalo has beaten Kansas City. Baltimore has beaten Kansas City. Kansas City will be favored going to Tennessee. The Ravens have the Browns twice, who are still good. The Ravens have they beat the Chargers. The Chargers, there is a cluster of teams, four or five deep, that are all pretty close. I think after last night, you know, Tennessee could have gotten trounced and then they wouldn't be included. And then the Bills might be separate from the other teams too. But that didn't happen. Yep. So 12-5, maybe that is the one seed record. But last year the Bills won 13 and they weren't even tied for the one.
Right. Yeah, I would think it'll be higher, but it doesn't have to be. You know, we'll see how these things all shake out. But it feels very much to me like what happened last night increases the likelihood of you needing help. I mean, you're going to lose a couple games, whether it's Tampa, New Orleans, whatever. You're going to lose a couple games, right? I just would expect that. I'm not thinking this team's going to run the table and finish 15-2 here. However bullish we all are on them. So if I'm already at 2 and there's traffic in the conference with that record and there's a team above you with that with a better record, you know, it just increases the likelihood that you might need help at some point. You know, in the form of somebody beating somebody else that wasn't supposed to or whatever. I feel like you kind of had it. It was in your control until yesterday.
I could find my way to a bet on the Bills to win every single remaining game at the right price. In case anybody wants to offer it. I could find my way to that. The last play of the game, before the ball is snapped, which team would you rather be? Not the kneel down, all right? The Allen
right,
play.
No, I felt great.
You wouldn't rather be the Titans having the 3-point lead, fourth and a foot there, would you? I mean, no, I wouldn't.
No, I was expecting the Bills to win the game at that point.
Yeah, or at least tie it. I mean, you might not have been thinking that, but you're in a great spot there. They just didn't do it. I could find my way to that. Like, your point about their being favored throughout, they look good. Last night doesn't change that. 803-0550 for your calls. 6 o'clock, Sabres pregame. Paul Hamilton joins us. Sabres home tonight again. Look at them. I would not be interested in a bet on the Sabres to win the rest of their games. But, hey, you never know in sports. Vancouver at Buffalo tonight, pregame at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
All right.
right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Another info game. Got to learn how to just flush it. Huge play. We knew we were going to have to go back out there, and the offense did a hell of a job driving down. Coach made a hell of a call at the end. We're riding with that all day with 17's hand. QB sneak. It's a tough one.
See, that's what I would have said had I thought of it. It would have been a short show. Micah Hyde, there it is. This is what happened. I'm really glad the Bills went for it on that play. It's a good sign. I wasn't surprised that they did. I would have been surprised and mad had they kicked there. But it didn't work out. That's how it goes sometimes. Doesn't make it a bad decision. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Sabres pregame at 6. Paul Hamilton then. Sabres and Canucks. You going?
What, to this hockey game?
Yeah, no. Why not? You love going to hockey games.
No, I do. And I will it's on the radar. Not tonight. Not tonight. I'm starting to feel it a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. Midnight, 12:30, people over. I did not overindulge or anything because I, you know, knew today would be, you know, a work day and I didn't want to, you know, but I woke up, like I wrote about, I woke up at 5 and started thinking about the game and I just got up and started writing and I've been up since 5. So the 5 hours of sleep is starting to wear out.
Okay.
Right, so not a good night for me to go. I'm hoping to stay awake for this hockey game on my couch. That's my hope.
Kind of similar to my day. 5:30, not 5. Yoga, right, first thing, yoga.
All right.
What do you think of that?
You going out for that, or is that something you just do with an app?
It's something I do with my wife on the TV. Okay. She knows all the sites and all the people.
The yoga channels.
She knows who to turn to that I don't break in half. I think she has her own section of her yoga people, and then she has when... You know, I'm involved.
Broken husband guy.
Yes.
Is there. Okay,
right. Yes, but I did get a nap in, I have to admit. All right, let's get to your calls. Here is Jack next. Hi, Jack.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Great, Jack. Thanks for calling.
Hey, love you guys' show. Love you guys' insights. I always find myself listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just everyone's been calling about the last play of the game today, and I've just been, you know, thinking about it all the time because there's one player I really like. I don't know what you guys think about the run game. I mean, I feel lackluster to this point besides, like, one run last night where Singletary was, like, 14 yards or something like that. But in regards to the last play of the game where, you know, Allen, he goes under center or whatnot, but it almost seems like a joke to put, like, one of them out there, like Moss or Singletary, because, you know, obviously 9 times out of 10, Allen's going to get the first down. But so my question for you guys and calling today is, I don't know what you guys feel about Moss and Singletary as of right now, but for the Bills to take a hypothetical trade scenario and a low risk, high reward type thing with like a late round pick to the Colts for running back Marlon Mack,
I
put him in that backfield.
Yep. Thanks, Jack. My opinion is firmly that I don't think Mack is an upgrade. I'm fine with the guys we have. I like that the Bills don't run the ball more. You know, you could have Derrick Henry and still want to run a sneak there. So I'm okay with what they are, who they are, and what they did. Bulldog, you want to weigh in?
I got nothing
Mac?
To add, really. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't. No, I don't have anything to add.
Yeah, I would be out on that. Thank you, Jack, and for the kind words. Here's Peter next. Hi, Peter.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good.
Fantastic. Thank you, Peter.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I just had a couple quick points, and then I'll hang up, let you guys get your words in. The first thing I saw in the game was Sanders. At the end of our first drive there, I think it was third down, third and three, Allen scrambled out, and he extended the play for a good bit of time. We had three receivers in the left part of the end zone, and Sanders was on an island on the right part of the end zone, and they showed the replay, and he's just standing there in no man's land, walking to the, like, in the end zone, 5 yards deep in the end zone, just walking next to his D-back when Allen's still extending the play. I thought that he could have definitely came back to that ball and been a good last read there. And then first and 10, second quarter, Henry breaks off that big 76-yarder. Before they even snap the ball, Milano and Edmonds are 2.5, 3 yards off the line of scrimmage. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, these guys are beat before they even snap the ball. They have no chance to come downhill at this guy. Just kind of made me nervous before they even snap the ball. And then obviously, you know, they get caught up in the whole line.
Were they in a different position, Peter, most of the night? Because Henry got stopped. I mean, what do you have? 20 carries. How many were for more than like 2 yards? I mean, were the linebackers,
yeah,
was that uncharacteristic for them to be so close to the line from what you saw?
No, absolutely not. And I also think that Poyer easily makes that tackle if he doesn't get tackled.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, you know, you give Derrick Henry a 5 yard head start and you get 2 yards to give your linebackers to come downhill. It really scared me. And then you see the replay, and they're just bottled up, have no chance of even making a tackle or
Okay. Well, look, I mean, I don't know if you're wrong. Maybe you're not. I honestly don't pay a lot of attention to how many yards off the ball the linebackers are. But I should do better. But I think more important, I mean, he scored 3 touchdowns, and he was the star. Careful here. A.J. Brown getting behind the linebackers on play-action passes was a huge part of what Tennessee pulled off in this win. And so that's the value of Henry. It's not just the physical toll and the yards, but also like that extra maybe bit of attention. So I don't know. Like, I'm not saying you're off the mark here, but it would be, I think it's appropriate to say, well, did they do this all night? Because most of the night, you weren't gashed at all. You know, you just had.
I mean, he had the 76-yard run for a touchdown. I think there was an 18-yarder and maybe a 12-yarder in there. And then the rest of it was, you know, pretty uneventful. But, you know, that's almost 100 yards right there. I mean, it's a lot.
He's a great player. He's a great player.
He's tremendous, yeah. I think his effectiveness definitely played a part in how well A.J. Brown got off in the second half in this game. Only the players and the people watching the film could really tell you just about the linebacking depth and whether they were caught flat-footed or in the wrong spot on the long run, like the caller's suggesting, or later in the game, like I'm suggesting, maybe they were too far up and created too much room in there for Tannehill and Brown to work. But, I mean, Henry is the star of the game with the 3 touchdowns and the big run, and just, I mean, he's just a dramatic player to watch, and there's no denying that. But I thought Brown was just as important in the second half of this game. I mean, he really made a difference in that passing game in the second half, and the Bills didn't have an answer for that at all. And again, Henry plays a part in that, I think, but I'd give them some credit for finding the middle of the field with Brown as well as they did.
Huge. Second half, Brown, 8, 14, 13, 20, 6, 22. Henry's like 2, 5, 76, 4, 1, 0, negative 1, 76. I don't know. Tomato, tomato. I will not have Emmanuel Sanders slander like that. I just cannot. I cannot let that go unchecked.
So what was he talking? I
guess
notice
he saw a
what
play
the
where
he's talking about.
He's saying he saw a play where Sanders didn't like fully hustle, like didn't keep working to get open as the play was extended. Maybe he did, but that guy, not around me. Watch it. I love that guy, Sanders. Love him. He made some plays.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to love, I think, there.
Everything about it I love. It's just, you know, he's got to stay on the field, and we're through six games, and he stayed on the field. He's been very, very useful and good. Here's Jay next. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Real quick on the A.J. Brown thing, too. I do wonder if Matt Milano still is nursing that hamstring. So I just thought I'd throw that out there sort of as a good time for the bye. My question is, I absolutely agree with the call on fourth down. I loved it. It was so non-Dick Geron-like that I was giddy about it. But I do wonder, and I would have personally, I think I would have called a different play, but I'm not a head coach, so what do I know? However, my question is, are we worried about McDermott being gun-shy if the same situation arises in another game? Like, what do you guys think?
I choose not to be. I guess it's a reasonable question.
I think it's a good question considering how he handled the AFC title game last January. But I think he already said maybe right after the game last night that, you know, and that might just be like what you say, bravado, you know, defending the decision to begin with. But like, you know, I would do it again. I think he said that you got a chance to win the game there. You're just going to take it. And I would do it again. So I hope he means that.
Me too. Thanks, Jay. I'm sure you're just being, you know, self-effacing or something. But when you say, like, hey, I would have made a different call, but I'm not a head coach. Listen, you ever watch these teams? You ever watch the Bears? Don't beat yourself up like that. Do not rule out the possibility that you would call better plays than a lot of coaches.
The Bears, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, the Jaguars. Like, you got a list going here.
Totally.
Just this weekend, guys that, like, embarrass themselves.
Totally. Coaches that run on 2nd and 10. I think Jay would do a lot better than some of these guys. I feel like he would. As long as he found the confidence.
I don't want to put my name on that. I don't know Jay.
He needs to find the confidence in himself. Like, you know, hey, I'm just a caller. No. You might have it. Pre-game at 6 for Sabres Canucks. Stay tuned. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Okay, sorry, I missed my cue. It is football season, and we'd love to see you over with me in the Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em game, where $1,000 a week is up for grabs each week. It's totally free, no spreads, no fantasy lineups, just pick the games. And if you pick them the most right, you could win $1,000 each week at the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em contest. To play, text the word PICKS. PICKS to 20357, and then just pick the winner of each week's games. Last night I went 0-1. So.
Yeah, I also did not get last night's game right.
If you had Tennessee, you were right. Great job.
Yeah.
If you did, great job. You nailed it.
I got nothing from you, or really Eric didn't really answer the I was running pretty hot about the throwback nonsense from last night. Like, and I admit freely while I'm yelling about wanting to punch Mike Vrabel in the throat, like, you know, it worked. Like he got me, and I, you know, I'm sure there was some intent to, like, you know, hey, you know, we're famous for making this play against the Bills. Let's do it on Monday Night Football. Man, did that rub me the wrong way. I just was like, get the you-know-what out of here with this crap.
I more thought it was funny, but if I were Sean McDermott, I would be ticked. I feel like that, what are you doing by that play? It's not the end of the game. It's not even, is it the first quarter? Like, the Music City Miracle was a desperation play.
Yep.
That, you know, we got to try something here. This is it. This is a punt return in the first half. And just like, you know, I don't know McDermott well, but I think I'm right here. Are you effing kidding me with that? You think, yeah. I, you think I'm, You think that's going to – my team's going to succumb to – you think I would fall for that? Now, you know, it could have worked, but the
– it was just, there, but, you know, the guy was way, way forward, but the Bills didn't have it covered real well. I mean,
I was just like, are you kidding? You would try that on me? You would try – I know we have the same name, Buffalo Bills. I know I have the same uniform. You would try that on me? Really? You think I mean – I feel like he would be like personally offended by that.
Yeah, it really irritated me. I mean, it was the fake on the kickoff was bad enough. The guy acted like he was going to throw it to nobody in particular, you know. And I was like, oh, come on with that, really? And then they go and pull it. And maybe that's all part of it, right? We're going to fake it. Like we're going to do it once, and then everybody will just assume that we're never going to do it.
Right.
And then we'll pull it off. So maybe it's all part of the same ruse, but man, that really, really worked on me last night.
Anybody can make a bad choice. I think this might be the first day of my life where I'm wearing jeans and sandals.
How's it feel?
It's terrible. Very self-conscious about it. I got to put the jeans on. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I don't want the socks and the sneakers or whatever. I'm just going to just strap the sandals on here. I'm all set. Is that is it passable?
I've done it lots of times at the cottage, like on a day where, you know, it gets cool at night and I'm I've been wearing sandals all day. I'm just putting the sandals back on. So screw it. I don't care. But like, I don't know, to go to work.
I don't know.
And I just, it's too cold to me. Like I'm trying not to turn the heat on and it's cold in my house. So I need socks. I can't go with sandals.
Even like right now?
I'm upstairs. It's warmer upstairs, but downstairs in my house, it's been cold for really two straight days.
Yeah. Wow. Kind of nice out though.
Yeah, it's all right out. Yeah, I know, but it's
puzzle.
Just, I don't know,
chilling, it's a puzzle. Yeah. Well, I won't do it very often. Just happened.
Yeah.
Sabres pregame. The Canucks are here, and the Sabres have won their first two games. We'll talk about them with Paul Hamilton right after sports. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.